75 of them signed up for the three task force that we identified as a group, mm-hmm. and which we thought was excellent. And the three task force are jobs. We need jobs in the county, of course. Second one was entrepreneurship and vo-tech training. And the third one was shopping at home, local shopping. We need to find a way to get people to shop more in our county, as we lost approximately 50% of our potential sales in 2010 and probably 2011 as well. So we've seen a drop of 20%, over 20% of our retail businesses, that's businesses that charge sales tax. We lost over 20% of those since the year 2000. So we need to make shop at home so that we can help these businesses stay viable as we move forward.
You know, that's an interesting point. I really hadn't thought about, you know, just keeping customers, because it's probably with the highway, it's fairly easy to go to, say, Macomb or to Quincy or maybe Keokuk, you know, Fort Madison, whatever, depending on what part of the county you're talking about. Did they talk about any ways in which they might be able to? Because obviously there are certainly grocers, there are certainly small retail or individual, you know, locally owned businesses, specialties even in some of these cities in the county. So have they talked about any ways to keep them?
Well, that wasn't discussed in great detail because we want to identify the areas that we really need to address, and then these task force will get into that more so. That's the intent, and this was just kind of a, I don't want to say an overview session, but it was a session to brainstorm a little bit as to what, you know, what were the three most important things that we need to work on. Mm-hmm. And so as the task force meet in the future, you know, they will be addressing those particular issues.
It seems too like the issue of jobs goes very closely with the training and the, you know, looking at maybe the schools providing a vo-tech or perhaps changing some of the things they do to provide a workforce. I'm guessing that there are probably some employers in Hancock County who would like to have, you know, people who are skilled in, say, welding or some of these other things that are kind of a specialty.
Certainly, yeah, and there are that, and that's why we want to get the business community and the industrial community together with the schools to talk about these things, whether it's high schools, Carl Sandburg, or what have you, because not sure there's really been a good exchange of thoughts and ideas, and we want to get that discussion going. And right now I'm working with the Workforce Investment Board to set up a roundtable meeting of that group so that we can find out what the businesses need and you know, can the schools help address those needs that they may have.
Okay, now that's a group I've not heard of. Is that just a group of business people, or is that an organized?
This is not an organized group at this time. This is something we're working on to put together.
Mm-hmm. Out of the three task forces, roughly how many people per task force? I mean,
there's probably an average of about 25 per task force. Uh-huh. It varies from 21 to 29.
Do you have like a deadline, like you would like them to submit reports or suggestions in a year, 6 months?
Well, we intend to have another summit in a year from now, but at the same time, we want them to meet at least quarterly, and if not more often, if their task force elects to do that, to keep things moving. We're right now, the summit committee has met once, and we are trying to formulate a game plan and moving forward as we want to have these task force groups meet as quickly as possible. What we need to do, though, is to get facilitators for each one of those task force, and that's something we're working on right now. And as soon as we have that, then I'm sure that we will start having the meetings of these task force, because we don't want to wait, you know, a quarter before we start, because we need to strike while the iron's hot.
You're obviously hoping for – are you hoping for like an overall plan or maybe a plan for each of the three objectives then?
Yes, I think for them to be effective in moving forward, they're going to have to come up with a plan. Mm-hmm. And there may be subcommittees and work groups to each one of those task force so that, you know, different things can be done, because there's probably a number of things that can be worked on in each area, and one person or two people can't do it all. So the work's going to have to be spread out and assigned out so that we'll get the biggest bang for the time that our volunteers, you know, can spend on this.
I saw a number of county board members and various city council members that I, you know, recognized by face, and quite a few members. Like, particularly, I noticed the Illini West had a lot of people from the administration and their school board there. So, do you expect pretty good cooperation? Because some of this thing will go across government boundaries, so to speak, in terms of county board and school board, things like that.
Well, we certainly, that's the intention, because we know that it's going to be very difficult to move forward if we don't have that cooperation. People have to realize that we're not getting any place by having community compete with community, you know, other communities in our county. We need to work together as a group. If you take the county of Hancock, we only have a population of 19,000. That's still a small city, you might say, and maybe we need to look at it as, well, this is a city of Hancock, and we've got all, the rest of us are all suburbs, whether it's La Harp or Hamilton or Nauvoo or Warsaw or Carthage or Bowen or Augusta, what have you. So we need to have a concerted effort, and we can do much more by working together. And I think that's one of the things that came out of that meeting. I was happy to get the feeling that people are willing or are wanting to work together and realize that we can't sit here and knock heads against each other, because we're just small fish in a big pond. It's a global economy. We need to work with other economic development groups that surround us. And if we can do that, you know, we can develop, you know, get involved and help develop a regional approach to economic development as well as one for our county.
You know, what would you call a victory in a sense? I mean, let's say, look a year down the road. Would you call a victory maybe a new business coming to one of the towns, or maybe somebody who's, you know, local starts up a new small manufacturing type concern? What would be the kind of thing that you would say this is a victory that came out of the summit?
Well, I think, first of all, I think if we could develop some kind of a structure for economic development. Up to this point in time, all we have is a committee of volunteers. And to move forward, you're going to have some kind of a structure, you know, an investment group, a board, somebody that oversees this function and possibly even look at having somebody to head it up on a full-time basis. I think because it's very difficult to get a lot done if you don't have some kind of a structure in place and you know, to hold accountable on the projects that you have going forward. I think that along the way, if we can get a business in a community, an industry would be great. I think a year's time, that's going to be difficult. I think one of the misconceptions that people have, and in this day and age and in our society, if things don't happen right away, we get very impatient. But I think that you have to look at economic development on in the long run. It might be 20, 30 years, and as I said at the meeting before the end, you know, economic development has to go on indefinitely. You can't do it for 5 years, and if nothing happens, you give up on it. It's something that's an ongoing thing, and if you don't keep up with it, it's going to falter, and then it's going to drop by the wayside, and then we're back to where we were before. We're trying to do something now. So it's hard to say, you know, what we'd like to see, but I think any progress that we have as far as getting people to work together, getting a structure in place, you know, attracting a business or two or an industry, I think all of that is very, very important.
You know, when you talk about a long-term structure, the probably the best example I know of myself is something like Gretif in Quincy, which is kind of a private organization, but it's funded by governments. I mean, do you see something like that, maybe a Hancock County, or do you see maybe a county body, a county agency?
Well, yeah, it's hard to say what that structure would be, but it needs to be countywide if we're going to have something here. Whether it's an agency or an organization, it's something that we definitely need to do on a countywide basis. And if we don't, it's going to be very difficult to get anything done.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Mr. Bartel?
What's that?
Is there anything you'd like to add perhaps I haven't touched on?
Not right now. I don't think so. We're just still trying to get things organized and so we can take the next step forward.
And what would be the next step? Are you going to have the task forces would meet on a quarterly basis, so that would be essentially the next step, more meetings of the individual units?
Yeah, the individual task force will be meeting, and I hope that happens in the next 30 days.
Okay.
That's our intent.